do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Beg pardon?
On a barrel. The same thing, but on a barrel.
A barrel? Something like a wooden barrel?
Yeah, and the same thing that you have in the kitchen to turn the water on?
That's the spigot right on.
And another one, what do you call the same thing when it's out in the yard?
That's spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
They put in a bag.
Uh-huh. Would you say something like a poke?
That's right. They put in a bag.
Uh-huh. What's a poke?
A poke? I don't know what a poke is, but they put in a paper bag.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When they check you out, they put them in a paper bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
That 100 pounds, that wouldn't be a shopping bag, because a shopping bag wouldn't hold 100 pounds.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'd call a bag like that.
Did you ever hear of a croaker sack?
Croaker sack. I do know about a croaker sack.
Would that be that kind of
that's
bag?
That's right. That's right.
Well, describe a croaker sack to me.
Well, a croaker sack is something knitted, you know. Some close together and some big knit.
Uh-huh. Thank you. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your house, to your mouth, and blow on?
That's a harp.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
That's a guitar.
No.
Not a guitar, it's a, what is that thing? A guitar is a thing you pick like that. That's a juice harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? Children play on it like that.
It goes. I would call it a swing.
No, one sits on each end, and they go and down. And
that's I know what that is. That's a seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Homemade merry-go-round. Well, we have had homemade merry-go-rounds, a pole in the ground. A pole in the ground.
And what do you call them?
And let me see what, no, it was called a pole that you plait with strings on it. Well, that's what we called a merry-go-round.
Oh, maypole.
Maypole.
Yeah, but this is something that, you know, like in the television, you see them on the carnivals, they have horses that go up and down.
That's
and
right.
Around in a circle.
That's right.
What would you call one of those if you made it at home, just that went around in a circle?
I don't know what I'd call that. I've seen them in the show, have a writ on them, in to fairgrounds like that.
Did you ever hear of a Flying Jenny?
Yes, ma'am.
What's a Flying Jenny?
A Flying Jenny? What is a Flying Jenny? I sure have here and talk of them. I wouldn't know what a Flying Jenny is right now.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or size?
A flat piece of stone. They call it it's a grinding rock.
Okay. I need to ask you to draw some fences for me, if you would. Take this and show me some different kinds of fences. Right on this paper.
Lord, I don't know but one kind of fence. And that's a rail fence. Let me see, how would a rail fence go? It goes crooked. Other than that, a wire fence is all I know, and they go straight.
Uh-huh.